Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown. Episode 7, Searching. Originally released on Patreon on November 11th, 2023.
Previously on Tales from Davidstown.
I'm concerned for a friend's well-being.
Is this girl a patient of yours?
She's been acting different of late.
I can't read the language, but the images.
The Wolf of Ensbach.
Chess? Jesus Christ, Emily, what are you doing? What the fuck are you doing here?
What am I doing here? How about what the fuck are you doing here?
No! You don't understand! You shouldn't be here! You fucking idiot! I was trying to protect you! Protect all of you!
Emily?
Ah!
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck! I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. It's been 9. No, wait. 10. It's been 10 days now since the wolf and the fox. No sign of Emily. No messages. Her phone is off. I have no idea where she is. And every night since, these nightmares. The wolf somehow getting inside of me. Infecting me. I'm not sure how long I can wait anymore. Just doing nothing. I've waited outside Emily's house on and off for days now, hoping that maybe she'd appear. I feel like my chest is being crushed. Anxiety. Maybe. I don't. Oh. Am I still hurting after that night? Or both? The diary. I found a few scanned pages of it online. Slowly, I've been trying to get through it, translating it with the help of some fans from Europe. It reads like a horror movie, only much, much worse. The Wolf of Ansbach, March 16th, 1685. The wolf from hell continues to reappear.
The shoemaker's child is now also missing, taken from her bed in the night. Some believe that perhaps this beast is drawn by the pure nature of heart. But I'm not so sure. I feel that it seeks some kind of revenge. To date, its attacks have, by my observations, coincided with the full moon. But my theory has been dismissed by the others. Time will tell.
What? Hidden number. Hello? Emily?
Hello, I have a package for Hargreaves. I'm outside.
Outside? I can't see you. Wait. What's the delivery?
39 Croft Close, yeah. Look, sorry, I can't hang around. I'll just put them through the door.
Wait a minute!
Yes?
I'm not at Croft Close. That's Emily's. Why are you calling me about a delivery for Emily?
This is the secondary phone number listed as a contact for the vehicle. I can't get through to the main one.
Vehicle?
Sorry, I need to go. The keys are in the letterbox.
No, wait! What the hell? Vehicle? Okay, so I'm back at Ems. Everything looks normal, whatever that means.
Emily! It's Jess! Emily, are you in there?
Well, long shot. Keys. In the letterbox. Emily's car keys. Wait. Vehicle delivery. Okay.
twist. M's car, it's here, and there's not a damn scratch on it. I don't understand. This thing was a wreck, and now it looks like it's just rolled off the showroom floor. Her house key's on here.
Hello? Em?
The living room. It's like the car. It's all been completely repaired. The door, the glass. What the hell is going on? Who the hell?
Emily?
Wait, who?
Who are you?
I think the more pertinent question, Ms. Wilder, is what are you doing in this house?
Do I know you?
I'm DS Julie Hobbs with the Davidstown Constabulary. This is Dr. Paul Williams.
I'm from the local surgery.
Right.
So, do you mind explaining?
Explaining?
Why are you here?
I'm doing a bit of house-sitting.
For a missing person?
I mean, Emily's cat needs feeding and... Wait, someone's reported her missing.
We've not been able to find her.
Do you mind if we come in?
Yeah, of course.
Looks like she has mail. Huh. There's no postal stamp.
Here, let me see.
What is it?
It's an invoice. Car repairs. It's been paid in full by the business itself.
So that is her car outside.
Do you know anything about this? Or the whereabouts of Miss Hargreaves?
No. No, nothing. I've not seen her for over a week.
Then how did you get into the house?
The keys... Wait. It was the mechanic who dropped the keys off here. Can I see that invoice?
What's the Carista company? They paid for the repairs?
This doesn't make any sense. Carista owns half the town. Why would they care about her car?
It's a bit more complex than that.
What do you mean?
Carista's one of the oldest businesses in the country. They own land and buildings all over the area and way beyond. But the observation is a valid one. Why did they help your friend?
Hang on. I'm still catching up. You said your name is Paul.
That's right.
The doctor? Who's been dating Emily?
Excuse me.
Shit. Look, Julie, I was going to... I mean, I didn't want to...
To implicate yourself.
What? No. No, I was going
to
say...
Doctor, you've certainly failed to mention this very crucial information.
We had dated, yes. But what I told you was the truth. Emily had become distant, more and more isolated. It was all going well, and then suddenly she just stopped calling, stopped replying.
You should have told me about this.
And what? Come across like some jealous boyfriend? I needed you to take me seriously.
Doctor, I can assure you I take the law very seriously, but I take being lied to even more seriously.
I don't get it. Why would you worry about sounding jealous?
I think all of this... It's got something to do with Emily's violent ex.
You know about Jason? Well,
yeah, but how...
She's my best friend. Of course I know about him. I brought her to this town so she could escape that bastard.
Ms. Wilder, do you have any reason to believe that Jason Priest is in the area?
In Davidstown? No. I don't think so.
You're sure? You're absolutely sure?
What the hell is this all about?
Look, I'm convinced this man has something to do with what's happening. What's happened to Emily? The way she's been acting, her car...
This is all just a theory, Doctor. You've no evidence that this man has done any of this. And in light of the fact that you're in a relationship with a missing person, there's no way you can continue being part of this investigation.
What are you talking about?
You basically just committed a crime, you idiot.
No, wait. You can't! I need to know where she is!
Oh, for God's sake. Do you not understand the position you've put me in? You intentionally held back vital information that'll put you under suspicion if this all proves to involve foul play.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? But this doesn't change anything. Jason Priest is still the best lead that we have.
There's no we in this anymore. Understand?
Julie.
Doctor. I am going to need you to leave this house right away. You too, Ms. Wilder.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my diary. I need to return this.
Now!
Okay, okay.
The keys, please.
But... fine.
I'm telling you both now, don't leave the town. Especially you, Doctor. And this house is strictly off limits. To you or anyone else. I'll be in touch.
Wait, where are you going?
I've other people I need to speak to. Fuck's sake, Paul. It's me. I need a meeting with them. No, I don't care how short notice it is. I need to see Nexus. Now.
Wasn't especially clever, was it?
What else should I have done? What would you have done?
What I've already been doing.
And?
I don't know any more than you do. She's just... gone.
No. No, I don't buy it. Someone knows where she is, and I will find out who.
Paul! Wait! For what it's worth, I understand, okay? Things aren't... things don't add up. The car, the house...
What about the house?
The smashed back door? You didn't notice that it had been fixed too? Guessing she didn't tell you about that.
Or the car! What the hell is going on? Why would she hide something like that? Something is wrong. Really wrong. Jesus, I feel sick to my stomach. I'm not wasting any more time. I need to find her. Hobbs is taking too long.
You're going to get yourself arrested.
I don't care. I love her. All right?
I know how you feel, okay? If we both keep looking, well, maybe we stand more of a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Look, Emily told me you're a good guy. I'm pretty sure she feels the same way about you. If I hear anything, I'll call you, yeah?
Thank you, Jess.
Right. Carista Company. Let's find out what you're up to.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never-before-seen behind-the-scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, TalesFromDavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.